Chapter 12. Lexi left Ed with the box of cookies on his porch, her head spinning with information. Could Floyd Nichols have killed Earl over the property disagreement? Or did Earl's death have something to do with the insurance scam? And what, if anything, did Nance know about those things? Ed had said Lexi's grandfather had had words with Earl, too. But Nance had acted like she barely remembered Earl. Either Nance knew more than she was letting on, or her memory was going. Lexi's heart pinched at the thought. Was Nan's lack of enthusiasm about the case due to a memory problem and not a boyfriend? Lexi had tried to get some answers by rushing over to Floyd's as soon as she'd left Ed. But no one answered the door. There was no car in the garage either. She'd have to come back later. At home, she found Jack in the kitchen, putting the finishing touches on a salad. Sprinkles sat at his feet, watching his every move.
What did you find out?
He pecked her cheek, then reached around her to grab a plate of thick, juicy steaks from the fridge. Lexi eyed the steak, her mouth watering, as she told Jack about her conversation with Ed Johnston.
An insurance scam?
Jack salted and peppered the steaks, then nodded toward the kitchen door.
Get that for me, will you?
Lexi opened the door and followed him out onto the patio, watching as the steaks sizzled on the hot grill. The smell of grilling meat made her stomach growl, and she realized she'd forgotten to eat lunch. Yeah, Ed said Earl was running some kind of life insurance scam and ripped off a bunch of the neighbors. Jack's brows shot up.
That sounds like serious stuff. Nance didn't mention that. Do you think she knows?
She must know. I mean, she's usually up on everything that's going on. Plus, Ed said that Grampy had words with Earl more than once. Lexi chewed her bottom lip. I don't know if they had words about the insurance scam, but it seems like Nance must know more than she's letting on. Do you think she knew about the insurance scam and didn't say anything?
Probably not. I mean, people don't usually talk about finances like that, especially back then.
Jack walked past her to the door.
Help me get the plates and salad.
Lexi relaxed. Jack was right. Nance probably really didn't remember Earl. It was over 50 years ago that he was around. She was probably blowing things out of proportion and worrying about nothing. She followed Jack back into the kitchen, and he loaded her up with plates, napkins, salad bowls, and the salad, then reached into the fridge and pulled out a bottle of wine and grabbed two glasses from the counter.
I got the important stuff.
Jack gestured to the wine bottle as he opened the door for her.
So, what do you plan to do next?
Jack asked after they were settled at the patio table with their food. I guess I need to talk to Floyd next. I went over there after Ed's, but he wasn't home. Lexi cut off a slice of steak, the inside perfectly pink and the outside just charred, exactly the way she liked it. She paused, her steak-laden fork in front of her mouth. Did you find anything out from Davies? Jack shook his head.
No, she's clammed up. All she would tell me was that the McDonald's verified they were on vacation that summer. And then they mentioned the stranger Nance was talking about, a tall guy with long hair.
I asked Ed about him, but he didn't remember any stranger. Lexi speared a tomato and nibbled the edge.
It's a very odd case. It seems no one reported this guy missing.
Jack topped off Lexi's glass of wine and then his own.
I mean, didn't the guy have any family?
Judging by what Ed said about him, I doubt it. He sounded like a jerk, so maybe he was estranged from his family.
Woof!
Sprinkles looked up at Lexi, or rather at the piece of steak on the end of Lexi's fork. The dog's pleading brown eyes won her over, and she took the piece and held it out to the dog, who inhaled it.
I do think it's kind of funny that Sprinkles messed with Davy's crime scene. Serves her right for being so mean, Lexi said, remembering the receipt from the Elms pub. I should probably ask Sam down at the pub if he knew Earl. I didn't know the identity of the mummy when I talked to him before.
That's worth a try, Jack agreed. Hopefully, Ruth and Helen can dig up some information on him, and maybe Nance will remember something.
Yeah, I need to talk to her, too. I tried to call, but she's not answering.
Probably out with that new boyfriend, Jack teased. Have you met him?
No. I tried to get information on him, but Nan said she didn't want to talk about it yet.
Well, now that I'm not the main suspect anymore, maybe you don't have to spend so much time on the mummy case. You do have that dessert contest to prepare for, don't you?
Lexi's heart sank. She did have to get going with her recipe. The contest was in a few days, and she had Violet Switzer to deal with. But with all the running around she needed to do, when was she going to find time for that? Solving the mummy case was important, too. She needed the money from the sale of Jack's house to pay her parents back. Her chest squeezed as she thought about them. She wanted to call and ask if they needed money for the RV, but she knew they wouldn't tell her if they did. The only way to make sure they would actually take money from her was to repay the loan. Lexi steeled herself with another glass of wine. She'd better get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow was going to be a busy day.